From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. After months and months of speeches, bus tours, interviews, and advertisements, the 2004 election is being decided in voting booths around the country. There have been reports of long lines at polling places. And throughout the day, pollsters have been talking to voters, trying to gauge how the election is going. Our regular pollster, Andrew Kohut of the Pew Research Center, joins us. Andy, thanks for coming in.
Happy to be here.
Let's start with the issues first that the voters say they're voting on. What are the issues that people are saying are most important?
Well, this is a very important issue, election to 87% of the public, and there's no shortage of issues. There's a variety of issues. The top issues are the economy, say 19% in the preliminary results of this exit poll, 18% say terrorism. No surprise there, but 22% said moral values. Fewer, 15% said Iraq, but there are other issues as well. Health care by 9%, education 5%, and taxes by 5%. No one dominating issue, but what strikes me as surprising is how many people mentioned moral values.
That was the top reason given.
Yeah.
Campaigning, both candidates campaigning today up to the last minute, making appearances even after they voted or before they voted. What did voters say about when they made up their minds about whom they would vote for?
Well, you know, we've been saying all along in the pre-election polls that people have made up their mind earlier, and it comes out in this exit poll. Only 7% say they've made up their minds in the last 3 days. 4 years ago and 8 years ago, it was 11%, appreciably more. So fewer have made up their mind these days. But in a close election, 7% can make all the difference between a winner and a loser.
7% late deciders.
Late deciders, yes.
What about the vote itself? What are people saying about their confidence in the process and how it's going?
Well, it's kind of a mixed verdict. Only 51% in the national exit poll said they were very confident that the votes in their state would be counted fairly, and 40% said somewhat fairly. But when we go into the exit polls that we're looking at in Florida, the 51% falls all the way to 37% in Ohio, another potentially contested election. It's 40%. So there's a lot of concern about the fairness of the vote counts.
What about there's been so much emphasis on newly registered voters and also young voters. Is it too early to say anything about those groups?
Well, you know, the reports we're getting is that turnout's very heavy, but we see in the early exit poll, at least, the same percentage of first-time voters, 10%, as we saw 4 years ago and 8 years ago. That's not too different. So if there is heavier turnout from new voters, it's going to be later in the day, or the heavier turnout is going to be that intermittent voters are voting more heavily in this election than in past elections.
Any other surprises buried in the numbers you've been poking through this
Well, there's a, kind of a mixed verdict on security issues. The American public says they feel safer than they did 4 years ago from terrorism. On the other hand, we continue to be deeply divided about Iraq, with as many saying they approve of the decision to go to war, say they disapprove.
Okay, thanks very much.
You're welcome.
Andrew Kohut, president of the Pew Research Center.